Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, USDA NASS has put out their prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks report. So start off by kind of just explaining what these reports mean.
So as far as USDA's two reports out today, the one covers old crop, and that's a count of what's left over as of March 1. So for corn and soybeans, what's left over after one half of the year is over. And as far as for wheat, this is what's left over after three quarters of usage. So an update on old crop stocks still remaining, as well as our very first all producer focused survey from USDA of new crop planting intentions. So these are intended acres. We'll see what actually does plant, though, this coming spring.
Well, talk to us about the report. Do we see any big surprises today?
There were certainly some good surprises across the board here on this report. Mainly acreage. This was the big discussion for us going into the report, and few people expected any changes at all. However, USDA's assertion that we'd be dropping corn acres by 3.9 million, the smallest corn planting in 4 years, and we'd be increasing soybean planting by 3.8. That certainly was a bit of a surprise. But that's not the only thing. USDA's also gave us something to talk about on other spring, that North Dakota focused crops up there. They actually suggested instead of a small increase in other spring, they actually suggested we see a small decrease. So relatively tight corn and wheat supplies across the board for the new crop discussion.
On wheat, were you surprised by the new crop planting numbers?
And that's a real good question. So as it stands, and the real focus on this report is going to be that spring wheat discussion. And for that spring wheat acreage, our surprise was that USDA asserted that crops across the board, not just for wheat, soybeans, or corn, but across the board, USDA's survey suggested a net decline in North Dakota acreage, 360,000. Acres. So as far as the story for this, we did see surprises across the board here.
And of course, most of the state's going through a drought. So how's that going to affect things?
And that's a very valid concern here with the general dryness concerns across the board. We have not just a concern about fertilizer availability, which we all understand here, but on top of this, we have our forecast for spring dryness to return mid-April for Texas up through Kansas. And on top of that, we already have carry-in dryness for much of the Western Corn Belt for the Midwest discussion. So the overall concern is that, number one, we don't have forecasts for spring rains, and number two, government weather agencies are now joining the private forecasters and suggesting summer dryness as well. So certainly a concern for current and the coming weather situation.
And then, too, you've got the issue with the Russia-Ukraine war.
And, basically what USDA told us today is they've got concerns about new crop corn and wheat production. And this has already been a Ukraine-based concern. The concern with sunflower and whatnot is a moderate concern for soybeans and the oilseed complex, but this is really a corn and wheat story. So essentially what USDA did today is just heighten that concern for those two main crops here.
What did the cotton numbers look like?
As far as cotton, a lot of people have been wondering whether we'd see this type of acreage increase that many have been calling for, especially with these very valid fertilizer concerns. As far as the discussion on planted acres, USDA suggested we would increase 1 million from last year's 11.2. So the discussion right now is higher soybeans and higher cotton at this point in time here, and perhaps smaller acres on the other crops here.
And we wondered if that was going to happen because the prices of cotton have been so good.
They certainly have, and that's been a big talking point. And as far as us with our focus on acreage, we wondered if cotton would be able to wrest control of those acres in those key production areas. And on top of this, as we all understand here, the current crop we're dealing with right now for old crop still going to be, as far as stocks, about half the supply from last year. So still some concern about lasting tight supplies, even with this 1 million acre increase plugged in here.
All right. Thank you so much, Rich Nelson at Allendale.